This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's time now to go beyond the headlines. And for the next 2 hours, go where every sports fan wants to go. Behind the scenes and into the practice facilities, locker rooms, coaches' offices, and press boxes to get the info before anyone else. This is the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome in. Happy Friday, everybody. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. James, you said something before the show just now that really irked me.
Uh-oh.
It's not flannel season. It's not even close to flannel season.
I don't know. It's raining, man.
I don't begrudge you for wearing a flannel today.
It's raining.
But the high today is 80.
Oh, is it really?
The rest of the week, 88, 89, 94, 93, 88, 87, 88. That's according to Google. That's not flannel season, brother.
Oh, I do. I look outside. It's raining.
That looks like flannel season. It has the appearance of flannel season.
Inside,
like I said, even today, I don't begrudge you.
Inside here, it's always flannel season. It's always cold.
Yeah, I love it. It's the best. It's like a cave.
It was really weird yesterday having you on the other side of the glass and me in here by myself.
Where you could have it nice and toasty?
Well, no, because I didn't change anything because I don't even know where the temperature is. It right there?
Yeah, right next to the lights.
Oh, I never change the temperature in here. But without you in here, without both of us, two warm bodies filling up the space in this room, it was freezing. I was like, oh no, this is cold.
You should have said something.
That's okay.
You know I control the temperature. Every time I walk in this room, I go boop boop.
It's
69 degrees feels nice.
You know when I'm cold, I start yawning. That's when I'm cold.
Yawning on Tetacumpo is what we call you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, good one.
All right. So if you missed it, there is a story regarding the Sacramento Kings in the New York Times.
Yes.
In relation to Chance Comanche.
Former 6'10" big man that played for the Stockton Kings for 2 seasons and was in training camp with Sacramento Kings in 2023.
Yes. Who allegedly kidnapped and murdered a person.
Allegedly, yes, but has also, he did confess.
Yes.
Although he's now fighting that confession.
Right.
But go ahead.
So, allegedly did that. And in this story, there is a revelation about his alleged relationship with the then Stockton Kings GM.
Mm-hmm.
Anjali Ranadive. And I don't want... So here's... Go read the story. It's pretty wild. I don't care what, like, what people do in their personal lives is up to them. That's not my place. But stuff like this, and the Kings being tied to things like this, no matter how tangentially, is why it's really, really difficult to, when you go, oh, hey, what do the next 3 years look like for the Kings? It's why it's really difficult to just keep it to like, well, if they do this, this, and this on the court, because, hey, man, it's nigh impossible to believe like, oh, yeah, this is just going to be a normal organization moving forward.
Yeah, this is one of those stories that's been sitting there behind the scenes forever. And like, it's not something that like you need the backing of the New York Times to go and write this story. Mm-hmm. Like just to get all of the information that you need and all that stuff. I'd also, I don't want to compare apples to oranges here, but it feels a little bit like how Pablo Torre has like this backer now that mm-hmm. he can go out and really report everything that he wants to report mm-hmm. because he's got the New York Times on his side, right? So sure. For the Times to go out there and to put this story out there, like a lot of the first 2,500, maybe 4,000 words, nothing is new. Everything we've heard before. It's mm-hmm. something that, you know, the Chance Comanche story is absolutely horrific.
Yep.
A young lady, regardless of what she did for a living, lost her life at the hands of two nefarious people. And the fact that once again, this is tied to the Sacramento Kings, it's just a bummer because yep. like we talk about hope springs eternal every season. Mm-hmm. We're about to start a new season mm-hmm. of Kings basketball.
Yep.
Media day is in, you know, like 8 days, nine mm-hmm. days. And I hope that this isn't like the focus of a lot of what goes on early in this season. I hope that this is a blip on the radar. Like, look, I don't, you know, we've talked about nepotism in sports and all that stuff a million times. Every NBA team does it. Most NFL teams, like if you're an owner, you have every right to have your family members around you. But this was just like a series of poor decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And they even carried into the next season when, you know, the Jeremy Lamb stuff started to
sure.
fire away. Mm-hmm. Like, it just takes away the credibility of the organization when it's out there that you know, Jeremy Lamb might have a huge say in what's going on with the Sacramento Kings because he's dating the owner's daughter.
Right.
And so it's, I'm hoping
that sounds like the plot of a rom-com.
Well,
not a functioning NBA franchise.
I'd also tell you that this story, you read the whole story in the New York Times, this is stranger than fiction. You can't make this up that, you know, allegedly the owner's daughter is in a romantic relationship with a player and that player goes on to murder someone.
Right.
Like this is Dateline NBC. This is like a Netflix series. This is absolutely bonkers. But this is the world we live in Sacramento.
Yep. So That's what I've got on this. Like I said, it's not my place to dive into people's personal lives, but it's things like, I don't even want to say things like this because there's nothing like this. This isn't a thing that just happens. This isn't every team deals with this.
No,
they don't.
They don't. They like, don't.
It's insane. But drop this. This is a top tier insane thing. Like this is almost as crazy as you're going to get. And you can drop that into a bucket with just all the, you mentioned the Jeremy Lamb stuff and there's a bunch of people in the front office and nobody really knows who has the final say and who has Vivek's ear and this and that. It's add this to the pile.
Yeah.
And again, it feels weird saying just add this to the pile because everything feels so trivial in relation to a kidnapping and a murder. But this, it's just, it is at its very, very base, another thing to add to that pile of stuff that makes it impossible to just go, yeah, the Kings have this plan and they're going to execute this plan and everything is going to be fine.
Yeah.
Like, maybe, but also, we all thought that after the 22-23 season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, cool. All right, they're on an upward trajectory. Just don't breathe on it. Don't touch it. Like, everything's good. They're moving the right way. And now we're here. So, and I pray for normalcy.
That's all I think anyone is asking for in Sacramento. You pray for normalcy. You pray that this isn't a story that comes out. Like, when we originally heard this story, it was like, to be honest, it was stunning. It was like, so first of all, the Chance Comanche thing in itself was like, we were, I can't remember where we were, but like a bunch of us were somewhere and we got word that the FBI had just basically showed up at Stockton King's practice, which, so people know, Stockton King's practice is at the old Arco property. It's in the old practice facility in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI roll up and take Chance Comanche away during a practice. And everyone's like, what in the world? And your first thought is like, okay, maybe like interstate drug trafficking or something with the ATF, like rifles or something. That's what my first thought was.
One of the people in the story, one of the former Stockton Kings who was interviewed for the story, was like, I figured it was parking tickets.
Yeah, parking tickets. Well, parking tickets, the FBI doesn't show up for parking tickets. Well, and we knew right away that it was the FBI. The players, correct. I don't think, did know that it was the FBI.
Yes, right.
So the whole thing starts out like, oh, okay, well, this is weird because the FBI doesn't show up for things unless it's a federal crime.
Right.
And so, like, watching it unfold and then hearing maybe a day in, I got a text, oh my gosh, I think he killed somebody. And it was like, wait, what? And then to see the story unfold and then to find out later that, you know, the reason why he's in training camp, the reason why he's on the summer league team is maybe a little basketball related, but realistically it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, again, it's one of those things that in Sacramento, like, I don't want, but this only happens in Sacramento.
It does. And again, other organizations have their own weird stuff going on. Not every organization is perfect and the Kings are some outlier.
Yeah.
But if you had just, if you had asked me in 2019, or if you had said to me in fall of 2019, hey, here's this story. You're going to take all the locations and names out of it. But in general, here's this story that happens. What NBA team did this happen to? Would anyone hesitate to go, well, it kind of sounds like a very Kings thing to happen.
Yeah.
It's just,
I feel bad.
It's brutal, dude.
Brutal. Number one, I feel bad for the family of the young lady who lost her life.
Of course.
Number two, like I feel bad for Sacramento Kings fans because it's like you had one year of like super, super high, like everything is right in the world, and you have now got to the point where it's slowly dissolved into this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that the basketball people are able to do their jobs and have a good season. And so a lot of this, it becomes more about basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Like I used to have someone with the Kings tell me, oh, you know, winning cures all. And I would tell them, well, yeah, why don't we test that theory?
Right.
Just win.
You don't get to be a disaster and the entire time go, well, winning, everybody will be fine once we're winning. Like, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But you're not.
And so the focus is on other things. Now, something like this, I can't. This is something that's unexcusable, should never happen. Like, every level of this story should never happen.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Starting with the daughter of the owner being the GM of the G League team out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That in itself is a strange thing.
Like, look, I've said this a million times. If I owned the Sacramento Kings, my oldest son would be my right-hand man. He'd be part of everything.
Sure.
I'm not going to sit here and act like that's not part
of the
world.
Would you make him the general manager of the G League team?
If he had earned it and he had put in his time, okay.
Sure.
But, like, it needed to be more time. And, like, and again, you're the GM. I mean, you're the owner. You get to do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, this is unacceptable behavior in any sort of business world.
Yeah.
It just is.
For sure.
So,
if there are any additional updates on this story, we will, of course, discuss them. And if you didn't read the story, go check it out in the New York Times. It is wild from start to finish.
Yeah.
That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're the Insiders. Jiffy Lube sponsors this program. We have a ton of NFL stuff to get into today. I've got a Kings question for you related to on the court.
Yeah.
We had a Thursday night football game last night as week 3 kicks off. We've got an update on Brock Purdy and maybe a not so good injury update for the 49ers. I have a question for you, though, before we pay some bills and then dive into the show. When does the NFL season like really start? Because I always say, and let me explain real quick. I always say with the NBA, I came up with this.
Yes.
A lot of people say in the NBA, season doesn't start till Christmas.
Yeah, this is not like tiers. You did not come up with
no,
this one.
No, I invented tiers. Everybody knows that. But a lot of people have said, I've also been credited with make or miss league. I'm sure somebody said that before me, but I think I might have popularized it.
Yeah.
The NBA is a make or miss league. But no, people say the NBA season starts on Christmas Day. The Christmas Day games is when, like, okay, now here's where the bad teams and good teams separate, and we start to really see because a trade deadline is coming on. What is that for the NFL for you? And I think it might vary by person.
I know this is kind of weird, but I feel like the first 4 weeks of the season mean absolutely nothing. There are always a team that's 4-0 that everyone in the league is like, that team's not a 4-0 team. That's mm-hmm. not a legitimate even playoff team. I think the season starts week 5, week 6. And maybe I'm crazy, but I think by the time you get to like week 10 or 12,
mm-hmm.
like there are a bunch of teams that are just cashing it in that like you know who they are, whether it's injury or whether they're just poorly mm-hmm. built or their coach is about to get fired, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
it's a hot mess.
Yeah.
But that first 4 weeks, you always have like these magical stories, and then those magical stories almost always come crashing back down to reality.
Yeah.
So that would be my thing, week 5, week 6.
So I actually had a date in mind, and it actually aligns with your weeks.
Oh.
So I said October. September doesn't matter to me.
No.
And it matters. If you go 0-4 in September,
wait,
that's bad.
Are you playing the role of Kyle Shanahan in this?
Well,
didn't he
yes.
have the thing where the early season never mattered?
Well, he didn't say that, but no. Certainly the preseason. But I said October, and guess what? Week 5 begins Thursday, October 2nd.
Yeah.
49ers versus Rams. And again, if you're 0-4, you're 0-4. Like, that matters.
Yeah, or you're
if,
cooked.
Right. It's,
the Miami Dolphins,
toast.
They're cooked.
You're probably toast.
Yeah.
But I am, what I mean is I'm willing to give a lot of leeway for statistics and certain player production and maybe a team stumbled out of the gate. I'm willing to give a lot of teams benefit of the doubt through the first 4 weeks. But once you start getting into week 5, you start getting into October,
mm-hmm.
that's where the rubber really meets the road, because now you're getting a real sample size of, the 49ers run game has not been good through the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But I'm not concerned about the 49ers run game right now. Now we get to that week 5 game against the Rams, the Niners still can't run the ball? Okay, now we've got a real trend here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was thinking about that today, because you don't have a date. So I think October 1.
Okay.
Whatever week that winds up being, I think it's usually going to be week 5.
Yeah.
Sounds like we're in a line.
I'm sure there are people out there like, you know, the NFL season doesn't start till Halloween.
Ugh. Yeah, what's that, week 9?
Just choosing random The NFL season doesn't really start until Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
Like, all right. I'm okay. Like, whatever you want to put out there.
If Thanksgiving's your cutoff, that's a lot of season to happen.
That is a lot of season.
All right, that's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We'll talk week three of the NFL. I think this is a must-win week for the Raiders, and I'll explain.
Okay.
I'll explain that. We'll talk about the 49ers quarterback situation and why it may or may not matter who starts on Sunday, whether it's Brock Purdy or Mac Jones. I've got a Kings would you rather question. And of course, Fantasy Friday, Faraz Siddiqui going to join us at 11:20 to answer your fantasy football questions. We'll talk big picture headlines, but then we are taking questions from you at youtube.com/ESPN1320 and twitch.tv/ESPN1320. We're taking your questions there because we are trying to help you win your games in your leagues. That's what the segment's for. We're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Hanging out with you until noon on ESPN 1320 at Sacramento Sports Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
You know, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right.
There you go. I think we forgot to do that read yesterday.
Nope.
You did?
Yeah.
Was it later?
Oh, maybe I did forget. But I definitely had the paper in front of me.
Oh, okay. Well, they wrote it on the paper.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought I did it. Shout out to Paramount.
Yeah, it's all right.
Watch a lot of NFL games at Paramount Plus.
Yesterday was weird because we had to do the whole dual studio thing.
Don't like it. Don't like it one bit. Quick update on Brock Purdy. He was limited again yesterday. I think he's playing.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be limited again today. I think he'll be questionable going into Sunday. Because if he was limited on Wednesday, and if it still bothered him to the point that, hey, I've got to test it out on Sunday, wouldn't you just be doing treatment? If you were that...
Yeah.
Like, if you practiced and it was like, gosh, it hurts, we got to see on Sunday, I got to test it out and make sure I get... Like, wouldn't you just not be practicing?
I think it's a good thing that he's out there because it's showing that, you know, the next day after his first practice that he's functional.
Mm-hmm.
So, and to be honest, sometimes it helps, you know, like as someone with a horrible back problem, there are times where, you know, you don't want to move. And then there are other times where, you know what, I'm going to go for a walk and see what happens.
A little. Sure.
And then next thing you know, you're able to like loosen everything up and away you go. So then you're worried about what the next day is going to look like and whether you hurt yourself long term. But at the same time, like professional athletes, they have everything in the world to get them better faster.
Mm-hmm.
Even like my wife started, she had a neck and like it's not an impingement, but like a pinched nerve that was running down her arm, and she was having some numbness in her right hand. She went to red light therapy where they use like a laser that like basically just focus, you just like, but it's just something that
crystals.
Professional team started doing this. Mm-hmm. And they figured out that there's some sort of correlation with faster healing, and it totally helped her.
Huh.
And it's not like new age stuff. It's like a...
Sounds very new age.
It's like a $50,000 machine at least somebody has in a room that you go and pay a bunch of money. And and I'm going to guess it might even be more than that. Yeah, like but NBA teams, NFL teams, I'm going to guarantee all of them have them. And that's where it really started to kind of gain traction.
I need you at thekingsbeat.com. Everybody go subscribe. I need you to do a deep dive on the Kings' use of this year and other NBA teams. I will go to the other press conference and ask opposing coaches
about
this.
Red light therapy?
Yes.
All right.
And opposing players. I'm sure they would love that.
Yeah.
Hey, you lost by 20 tonight. Can we talk about red light therapy? You ever done that?
Pro?
Thumbs up, cons? Thumbs down. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about this yesterday, though. Brock Purdy is a better player than Mac Jones.
Yeah.
The 49ers offensive ceiling is way higher when Brock Purdy is playing, is my belief. I don't know how much it matters on Sunday who the quarterback is.
Oh, okay.
I have so many other concerns right now because over time, and you said this the other day, and it's correct. Mac Jones can be awesome in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that start to look like over 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks? And at some point, like the other shoe drops. And Herm Edwards, former NFL player, former head coach at Kansas City, and he was at Arizona State. Now he's at ESPN.
Yeah.
Said to us one time on the radio that backups are backups for a reason. They might be good in the 15 snaps that you play them a game.
Yep.
They might be good for one game. But when that snap count starts ticking up to 80, 90, 100 snaps consecutively, they start to get exposed as backups. And that's what I think would happen with Mac Jones long term. I want that to be clear. But for this week, I'm concerned about the 49ers run game. Can they get that going? I am concerned about their ability to stop the run, something that they did not do against New Orleans. Like, there are way bigger factors to me in this game. Then can they attack a really banged up Cardinals secondary with a really banged up receiving core? That's a huge question I have. I think there are so many other factors that are going to determine whether the 49ers win or lose this game more than who is the quarterback.
Yeah. So like just to like watching the game last night, like the first half, I think it's perfect. Like what we kind of see, like Tua,
Mm-hmm.
It was very good in the first half. Like, he checks down, like, every single play. Mm-hmm. I don't, like, their entire offense is predicated on it, on hitting, like, 5-yard passes.
Yeah, it's a lot of timing.
Yeah.
A lot of trust in the offense.
Yeah, it's very, very short passing game and all that stuff. But the entire time, you're just waiting for the implosion. Mm-hmm. Like, my son calls him Tua turn the ball over, which I think is something that other people call him as well.
No, he made that up.
Yeah. I don't know. But then
he made that up.
We get to the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a 14-14 game at half. You know, they made this great drive mm-hmm. to finish off the half. You get to the third quarter, and there it is. Like, the ridiculously bad play where he doesn't spot somebody that's just standing right there
mm-hmm.
and just dots a linebacker in the middle of the field. Like, man, are you not paying attention? And that's where, like, again, Mac Jones has proven throughout his career that in small doses, he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be a moment where you're like, oh, boy.
He almost had a couple against the Saints.
Yeah, he took 3 sacks that were, like, pretty much all on him.
Yeah.
So
and nearly threw a pick 6.
Yeah, and those are things where you're hoping it doesn't, like, rear its ugly head.
Mm-hmm.
But a pick 6 against the Saints, that could have changed the entire outcome of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that game was not, you know, so distant that a pick 6 wouldn't have had an impact.
Oh, right? They would have lost.
Yeah.
I'm so sure they would have lost if that had happened. So I want to make that very clear. I think that long-term Brock Purdy needs to play, and if he can play this week, then he should play. But if Mac Jones starts versus Brock Purdy, I'm not... Like, if Brock starts, they win. If Mac starts, they don't. There are so many other boxes the 49ers need to check right now before I start leaning toward QB play being what's going to separate them. At least that's where I land for now.
I'm with you.
But I'm 70-30 that Purdy's going to play.
I'm really hoping the run game starts dominating.
Yeah, the lack of explosive plays is... Oof.
Yeah, it's a bit of a, like, an issue, and, you know, I hope that it's not because some of your, you know, well, I hope that it's just that McCaffrey hasn't had, like, the breakaway run yet,
mm-hmm.
and it's not just, like, sort of foreshadowing of where he is. Because I do know I watched Austin Eckler play the first week and a half of the season and was like, oh, he doesn't look right at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't look functional as a running back.
Mm-hmm.
And every time Bill comes in the game, it's like, hey, look, he does actually have some pop to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, Eckler pops his Achilles on a strange play. It's like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, probably should have saw that one coming. Like, I don't know why you're putting him out there in the first 3 drives of the game and watching him do absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just looked like there's nothing left in the tank.
Yeah.
And you're hoping that you know, McCaffrey still has that breakaway speed, that he still has the ability to stretch the defense that way.
Yeah, I think he does. Their offense, it's the same problem the Raiders have with Ashton Jeanty. I don't think Ashton Jeanty has been bad. I don't think he's been perfect necessarily, but
yeah.
You see some of the elusiveness, you see some of the quickness and those little jump cuts he does, and then mm-hmm. and then the power to run through people and the balance. You see all that, but when you're a running back and you're getting hit behind the line of scrimmage every time, you're not going to typically break a long run. If you're getting hit in the backfield and turning that into a 3 or 4 yard gain, like, you super did your job, right? So I think that's part of the problem. Part of it may be that he's 29 and has Achilles problems and
calf
just
issues
is not as explosive as he used to be.
Yeah.
But I lean more toward that being an offensive line problem than a Christian McCaffrey problem, at least right now.
Well, they've already had changes on the offensive line. The offensive mm-hmm. line's already beat up.
It might have been better. I like Connor Colby.
Yeah, do you?
It's been an early take of mine.
Oh,
like, that guy's big and athletic, and he played at Iowa. Like, yeah, I'll take him.
Yeah,
like, yeah, for sure. Get that guy on the team.
Yeah, they've just had, like, a little, you know, like, yeah, you know, Pooney got beat up one game.
Yeah,
like they've had a couple of setbacks.
Yeah, for sure. And I think Pooney's playing hurt. He just didn't look right at all against New Orleans.
Yeah.
But on the McCaffrey and run game front, do you know who has the longest run of the year for the 49ers?
I'm going to guess Purdy.
No. Christian McCaffrey has a 13-yard run.
Oh.
But somebody is tied with him.
Oh.
You were close with Purdy.
Oh, Mac Jones?
It's Mac Jones.
Oh, no.
That's the state of the Niners run game right now.
Oof.
But again, that's why we talked about earlier, when does the season actually start? I'm not going to be concerned about the Niners run game yet.
No.
If we get to that Rams game, all right, get to October. Call me in October.
Okay.
Call me in October.
That's our new tagline. Call me in October.
It's the new thing. I think the Raiders have a must win on Sunday. And that's not from a, oh, season's over if they lose. But when I picked them to go over 7.5 wins, if they were going to get to 8, 9, maybe 10, you were going to have to find a couple of wins that you chalked up as an L before the year.
Because
I think if you just went through and just, all right, win, loss, and you alternated coin flip games.
Yep.
Where they split their coin flip games. I personally went, all right, they're going to have to find a way to steal one against the Chargers. Can you steal one against the Chiefs like they have in the past? Maybe the Broncos come down to earth a little bit and you get one against the Broncos. There were some games that I think you were going to have to turn from L's to W's.
Even and the Patriots, I think, was a coin flip game for them.
Patriots, super coin flip game for me.
Yeah.
To start the year. Maybe by the time the year ends, the Raiders are way better than the Patriots and week one was indicative of that. But this is an opportunity to flip a loss to a win for me.
Especially, with quarterback play, with quarterback being out for the Commanders.
Yes, Jaden Daniels is out, which is why this now becomes a game like, dude, all right, this is one.
Yeah.
You've got to get this one now.
Who's their backup? I haven't even looked.
Marcus Mariota.
Oh, okay.
So I think Marcus Mariota is not particularly good. It's a game the Raiders now need to go win.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to be a team that's going to be 8 wins, 9 wins, you can't lose the way you did last week. Where it's like, man, they just didn't look great. But we talked about their defense. Okay, defense looks pretty good. Pete Carroll's got that unit playing well.
Yep.
You can't now go to Washington and lose to Marcus Mariota. You cannot. You can lose to Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't mind. Losing to the Chargers is, the Chargers might win the Super Bowl. So that's not a bad loss. If you go to Washington now, coming off of that loss on Monday Night Football, and that is a tough turnaround, late game Monday, then you got to fly east, and you got a 10 a.m. Pacific time kickoff. That's a tough turnaround. But, dude, they're missing Jaden Daniels. You have to go win now. Straight up.
I'm with you, especially when you look the next week, they play the Bears and then the Colts and then the Titans. You actually have a grouping of games. Again, the Colts are playing way better than expected.
Mm-hmm.
That's become more of a coin flip game than it was before.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears are just playing horrible football. Like, they can't stop anybody. If you can get to the bye week at 4-4 or 5-3,
mm-hmm.
if you're the Raiders, or, well, I guess it's the first 7 weeks, the bye week's week 8.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get there at 4-3, that would be huge.
Yeah, you get Commanders, Bears, Colts, Titans.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, you could be, what is that, 5-1 through 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Very much on the table.
Yeah, you can go 5-2 through 7 going into the bye week.
Man. Yeah, and then you get Jacksonville, Denver, Dallas, Cleveland. Like, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's a chance.
100%. Yeah, and this isn't even to be, not even to be patronizing. Like, oh, that'd be cute. Like, nah, they're playing well.
Yeah.
For the most part, to start the year. Was their offense great against the Chargers? No. And has it been great since their first drive against New England? No. But again, it's week 2 with a new coaching staff and a new quarterback.
Yeah, they definitely have to figure out, like, a few things.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I think they're playing extremely,
mm-hmm.
like, standard, competent football.
Mm-hmm.
And teams like that, you take care of business against the bad teams,
mm-hmm.
and then you get half of the coin flip games, and you're a playoff team.
And you got to beat Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
Like, you, because if you can't go beat Marcus Mariota, well, now it's like, all right, well, do you beat the Bears? All right, hey, can you get the Colts?
Yeah.
Like, now, those all become questions. I'd feel a lot better if they go into Washington and win that game. So, for me personally, it's a must win.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, that's so dramatic. It's week 3. Yeah, exactly. That's the bit. I need them to get over. I need them to hit the over 7.5. I need them to win.
Okay.
On Sunday. in Washington. But that's it. I've got a Kings Would You Rather for you before we dive all the way back into NFL Week 3. And it has to do with the Kings making the playoffs or missing the playoffs.
Yeah.
There's a Would You Rather built around that, and we'll answer that next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
That guy over there is James. This guy right here is Kyle.
Hello.
The both of us are hanging out with you until noon. Actually, technically like 1227. Ish.
Yeah.
Is when we're hanging out with you. But D'Lo and Casey will join us at about 11:45. That's an hour from now for the handoff. At 11:20, Faraz Siddiqui from Upper Hand Fantasy will join us for Fantasy Friday. We see your questions in the chatty house at youtube.com/ESPN1320 and twitch.tv/ESPN1320. Hit us with your fantasy football questions. This segment is for you. We ask questions, but large, like national headline type stuff. We'll talk about the Jaden Daniels, well, all the quarterback injuries and the impact of that. Tucker Kraft got a little banged up in practice. We'll talk about that. But then we're answering your questions. Starter sits, trade ideas or trade proposals, whatever it is. We're talking about that for you on a Fantasy Friday. Let's very quickly, before I get to my Kings, would you rather... We need to get to day 75.
Kuminga Watch.
All right. In in different Kings related things. I don't know what to make of Aaron Turner, Jonathan Kuminga's agent, doing a media tour to tell everybody what has already been reported reliably. Like it's the big thing today, and there's I've gotten notifications about this. Jonathan Kuminga's agent says the player is ready to sign the qualifying offer if the Warriors don't improve their offer.
Yep.
Like, yeah, dog. We've been known that. You told every reporter that already.
Mm-hmm.
And then they reported it.
Yeah.
We know. That's what this whole deal is about.
Like, we have sort of looked at this, the agent being part of this issue, right?
Big time.
Like in the past, like because an agent who has one client or two clients.
He's also or was Derrick Jones Jr.'s agent.
Wasn't he Terry Rozier's agent as well? Yeah, like an agent that doesn't have a bunch of client lists, their client list is narrow. That is an agent that doesn't have a bunch of pool. Because we've talked about this before. Like if you want to go into negotiations with one of your players and that guy also reps two of your other players,
mm-hmm.
like they have leverage. There's ways in which agents can gain leverage. If you're going into an offseason and you want to target three free agents and one or two of those free agents are repped by somebody that you have you don't have a good relationship with,
mm-hmm.
you might want to check them off your list because agents have a big say in what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually think this is Aaron Turner's way of trying to build cachet. Like he wants to make sure that people know exactly who he is and he's fighting for his guy and we're going to take that qualifying offer. We'll do it.
I'm fighting for my guy by making sure he gets roughly 17 less million.
That's right.
Yeah, man, you got it.
Yeah.
And I get that it's more nuanced than that, but I'm sure this has happened before and I've just not had it be so related to my job
mm-hmm.
that I've been so in tune with it. I have never seen an agent in the middle of negotiations doing a media tour.
I mean, Drew Rosenhaus used to do media tours sort of when he was in the middle of like the TO negotiations or some of the big, but this one here is unique. I think it's super unique because again, this is like all of this about it's all we're doing here is it's about Jonathan Kuminga.
But right, Drew Rosenhaus is like a super agent.
Yeah.
He's certainly still a big name. He used to be like the guy in the NFL.
Yes.
With the players in the NFL on his client list.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, if he's going to go be loud, okay, like whatever. But this is, I don't understand the end goal here.
Is this his 15 minutes?
I guess it is just that. Like, it might just come down to what you said. This is him just going like, hey, I don't have a ton of clients, but hey, look at me. I'm Aaron Turner. I'm going on the podcast. He's doing, he did 95.7 The Game today. The Warriors flagship station. Hey, we're prepared to take the qualifying offer unless they up their offer. Like, yeah, we got it, Doc.
Yeah.
I was expecting him to break some news like we're taking the qualifying offer or whatever. We're going to sign a 3-year deal. Like I was expecting him to have something to say other than what already has been said.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like he's just airing grievances with how the negotiation process has gone, which fine. Like that, don't hate that.
Well,
we've talked about kind of the issue here.
Well, that, and we've talked about it too. This has been a back and forth in the media the whole time.
Yes. And that's it. That's it. I think that's why it irks me.
Well, yeah, but sometimes you have to have the last say.
Sure.
You know?
Then say something different.
Yeah.
Give me something that's not what's already been reported.
Yeah, but I'd also like point out, like, we're very clear. If I was Jonathan Kuminga and his agent, I would go sit in a room and say, I would like to see the qualifying offer.
Mm-hmm.
Put the qualifying offer on the table. I'm going to sign the qualifying offer if we can't work out a deal. And if you're not, if that's where we are, then I'm going to go ahead and sign. Give me the pen.
The fact he has not done that
mm-hmm.
and the fact that Aaron Turner is out here doing a media tour.
Yep.
leads me to believe they have no interest in signing the qualifying offer. Because if they did, if they actually were prepared to do that and said, this is the route we would prefer to take, then they would have done what you said a long time ago. So Cam Thomas did.
Yeah.
Said, all right, give me the qualifying offer then.
Yep.
And the Nets went, cool, here you go.
What I would love is if they like put it in a binder or like the three-hole punch like cover that you'd get when you're turning in like a college thing.
Yeah.
You know, you could like...
Like a folder.
A folder. And then you have a signed or a non-signed version. We're going to sign this and just keep bringing it everywhere. We're about to sign this thing.
I'll do it.
I went out.
New
pins.
Tell me I won't.
That's right. I have a whole 12-pack.
What do you want? Ballpoint? Felt?
of Bic pins in my pocket.
I got a feather and ink.
That's right. He's going to John Hancock this thing. That's right.
What a legend. Yeah, man. It's. I understand why Jonathan Kuminga doesn't want to take the offer the Warrior with the team option. I understand. But I also understand that he would have just signed the qualifying offer a long time ago. And they might be ready to do that on September 30, but they're going to give the Warriors every chance to turn that team option to a player option.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get like, all right, hey, well, like you said, they're going to, okay, hey, we're ready to do the qualifying offer. We're ready. Well, don't give it to us just yet. Not yet. Are you sure you don't want to? Okay, we'll come back to this. Like, all right. Go or get off the pot.
I just feel like we're going to see it one day and it's just going to be like, qualifying offer. That's all it's going to say on the piece of paper with a signature line below.
Date. Signature.
I'm signing it. I declare bankruptcy.
Sheet of paper. Yeah, it's in a Google Doc.
We swear we're going to sign it.
I'm doing DocuSign. I'll do it.
Can you? Yeah. Can we electronically sign this?
I'll tap add signature. I will do it so fast. Like, all right. It's so much less impactful if you DocuSign that.
Yeah.
Versus, give me the folder. I'm going to scribble on the paper and then I'm going to slam the paper down in front of you. Not. And I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, tippy tapping on your phone. It looks ridiculous.
There was a time where the Kings, under a different regime, three regimes back, maybe four, they brought us to a conference room at a Las Vegas hotel for Darren Collison to sign his contract in front of us, and they invited a group of fans. It was weird, but we could take pictures of him signing, but not where you could read the contract. It was a very strange event.
So you had to like, photos had to be from like a low angle.
Yeah, it had to be like Darren Collison like signing.
Do they do hard copies of every contract?
That was a...
Or is that just like... You do it for the photos, but there you sign the actual thing.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm going to think that they actually still do print out contracts because it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when we do the whole signing here out in the front entryway, which I don't know if that's actually signing something that's real or not because I haven't been invited to one of those because every time we do it, we're long gone.
Yeah, we're long gone by the time those go down.
Yeah, but... I think most players, they want to actually put pen to paper. And then, you know, a lot of people keep the pen.
Yeah, sure.
As like a memento of a moment where they got a bunch of money.
Yeah, sure.
It was just weird to see it like, and they're flipping through pages. All right, you got to sign here. All right, guy, you guys, like there's little thumb tabs.
I love the idea that it's all ceremonial and those are all fake pages. Yeah. There's just nothing written.
It's possible. This was like.
Just signing the Magna Carta.
Man, I want to. It was at least 10 years ago.
Uh huh.
Yeah, when the Collison deal was done.
2015?
Yeah. I want to. It might have been the year before that.
Mm. 2015 was 10 years ago. That's messing with my brain. Real quick, very quickly, before we pay bills and get to mad props and some NFL week three and fantasy Friday, all NFL in hour number two, or mostly NFL in hour number two. Rockies watch. They lost yesterday to the Marlins. Run differential now -404. They are up to 978 runs allowed. We are closing in on 1,000 runs allowed.
Oh.
Really fired up for our Rockies. And then the Giants, bummer of a loss last night to the Dodgers. They lose 2-1. They got just one hit. Also, the Mets beat the Padres 6-1. The Reds beat the Cubs 1-0. So the Giants, three back of the Mets, and a full game behind both the Diamondbacks and the Reds with 9 games to go. They have 3 at the Dodgers, 3 at home against St. Louis, 3 at home against Colorado. You sweep Colorado and you take 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers the rest of the way and 2 out of 3 from St. Louis, you got a puncher's chance.
Yeah.
But man, they need a lot of things to go right. And they can't get one hit. Start playing good baseball.
Spectacular pitcher's duel.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, just unfortunately just didn't have enough in the tank.
Yep. We'll get to our Kings what if. Maybe we'll save that for the handoff if it's not dominated by the New York Times story. And we'll get to our mad props and Fantasy Friday. Everything else coming up in hour number 2 on The Insiders, brought to you by Jiffy Lube. It's ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.